Chapter 3. Fishing on the Sea. The next morning, the frigate bird walked up the beach, tipping and tottering as usual. "Good morning," said the grizzly bear, who had been waiting patiently but was beginning to feel a little bit hungry. "I am ready for a fish-filled morning. Where is this fishing hole of yours, anyway?" The frigate bird pointed with a dark glossy wingtip to the ocean, stretching out to the horizon. "It is just a little ways offshore," he said. "I hope you are ready for an early dip. I can skim low over the water, and you can follow along. Do you think you can keep up with me?" The grizzly bear was a good swimmer, and so she did not hesitate. "Of course I can," she said, and she dove into the foamy surf. The frigate bird stumbled over the sand and then flapped his huge wings. He rose gracefully into the sky and headed westward. The grizzly bear bounced and rolled through the tumbling waves, gulping and spitting mouthfuls of seawater. She paddled out into the open water, wagging her bottom and splashing her big paws and kicking her feet. Overhead, the frigate bird glided easily. Now and then he swooped downward to check on the grizzly bear's progress. Once in a while, a passing seabird holding a slippery silver fish interrupted the frigate bird's flight. The frigate bird could not resist flying over and stealing the tasty meal away from its owner.